The Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us by Mnei Reb Yirmi and Reb Zeira. Reb Yirmi asked Reb Zeira, Meya, Dama Behema Meisha Vlad Malyahu. According to Reb Meya, who holds an animal that's found in a woman's womb is considered a full-fledged child as far as her halachas of Tumas Leda, of the halach of Yoledes. So he asked Rav Zeira, Kibla Aved Kedushin, and what happens if this child, if it's a female, her father was Makabel Kedushin, Mahu, what will be the halacha? And then we're asked, Lamay Nafkamina, what do I need to know for? But Suri Bachoysa, may one marry the sister of this woman if he was Makabel Kedushin? Is it considered a Chos Ishtai? And the Gemara goes on to say, to discuss, is this really a viable situation that you're asking me questions about it? So says the Gemara, Amar Vachba Yaakov. Vachba Yaakov said, the Yirmi certainly knew that this child cannot survive. And the reason he asked the question was, Ad Kan Havir Reb Yirmi L'Reb Zeira, his goal was to get Reb Zeira l'day gichuch, to smile. V'lo gichuch, however, Reb Zeira did not smile. And all the Mefarshim, in trying to understand this Gemara, tried to understand what happened here, that he tried to get Reb Zeira to smile, and Reb Zeira didn't smile. So Rashi says that Reb Zeira remembered the Gemara, that the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Brachos, Os la'odim l'mal l'schoik piv ba'olam hazeh, a person is not supposed to laugh in this world, and therefore Reb Zeira never smiled. So asked Aruch Haner, so if Reb Zeira held that it was prohibited to smile, why did Reb Yirmiyah try to get him to smile? So the Aruch Haner answers, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, if we say it every day, Ivdos Hashem b'simcha. When it comes to Divrei Torah, one may smile. And therefore, as Rashi explains, Rav Zeira was machman himself, that he never smiled even when it came to Divrei Torah. Rav Yirmiyah disagreed. And Rav Yirmiyah said, for Divrei Torah, you may smile. So it turns out that Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zeira had a fundamental machloikus. Is one allowed to smile when it comes to Divrei Torah? Reb Yirmiyah held that one may, and that's why he was anxious to try to get Reb Zeira to smile, whereas Reb Zeira held one may not. And in fact, I saw a pshat from the Chasam Sofer based on this in a Gemara Masechta Megillah, a very difficult Gemara to understand, that now maybe we could try to begin to understand. The Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, Dav Zayin Amabeis, that Rava and Reb Zeira ate the Sudas Purim together, and the Gemara says the Rava shochat as Reb Zeira, Rava killed Reb Zeira. And then the Gemara says he did Tchias Amesim the next day, and it's a very, very difficult Gemara to understand. How could Rava, even if it was Purim and even if he was drunk, come to Chas V'Sholem, Shecht Reb Zeira? Well, perhaps, says the Chasam Sofer, what happened was that Rava, at that Sudas Purim, where there was a lot of Simcha, caused Reb Zeira to laugh. And as we're learning in our Gemara, Reb Zeira held the laughing under any circumstances is also. So as far as Reb Zeira was concerned, it was like shachtai. It was like he was mamish killed. And therefore, now we could understand the Gemara, not that he chas v'shalom killed him, but it was in him, to him it was considered like he killed him. So as we said, the Gemara Masechta the Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Ben Yochai,
Osl Adam Shimalis Choy Pir Boilam Haza. Shinemar, Oz Yamalis Choy Pinal Shinain Arena. Amosai, when will we be in a situation that we will be allowed to Yamalis Choy Pina? Bizman, Shiyom Rabbah Goyim Higdal Hashem Lassus Amela. When Mashiach comes, and we'll be able to thank Hashem for all the Nisim that He did for us. And the Gemara continues, Amar Lav Al Reish Lakish, Shemiyamav Leimolei Schei Pei Ba'ilam Hazen. Mishisham Advarim Elim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. From when he heard from Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe that Asal Adam Shemal Schei Pei Ba'ilam Hazen, he never laughed again. And that's the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch, Ayrechayim Simen Tuf Kuf Samach Sifhei. And as Machloikis, the Beis Yosef holds as Issad Rabbanon, whereas the Ben Yehuda holds that it's only a Midas Chassidus. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina say that the Isser of to laugh ikus Zeicha L'Churban. Others say that it has to do with the way a person lives. And as the Magen Avraham, the Sifkot Yud Beis, says that extra levity could bring to Erva. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chof explains, Shasimchi Seira Meshakeches Es HaMitzvah. Over too much simcha could cause one to forget mitzvahs. The Yosef Oimitz explains that somebody who's Memalas Choy Piv is in the Kat Halitzonim, who are the people who are not Mekabel called Pnei Shechina. The Taz in Sifkot and Zayin says that Bizman Shebeis HaMidosh HaYikayim Simcha Shel Mitzvah was Mutter because they were not concerned that the Simcha Shel Mitzvah could Chas V'Shalom lead the Kalas Rosh. However, Bizman Hazeh, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Orva Kol Simcha, we're concerned that we're not competent to treat Simcha properly. The Mefarshim explain that there are two exceptions. One, as we explained earlier, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. So when the Simcha is in the performance of a mitzvah, when the Simcha is in the performance of learning Torah, that's mutter. And other Mefarshim say that if we look at the words of the Gemara and the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say, Asal Adam Shemalis Chay Pibayim Hazeh. Malis Chay Pibayim Hazeh means filling his mouth with Simcha, over rejoicing. That's Asar. But if it's not over rejoicing, that's mutter. The Tarnit Ve'Eliyahu teaches us, Kol Amarba B'Schoik, somebody who overdoes in Schoik, Mei V'Charoin Af La'Olam, V'Aperis Mismat Mal Yodai, there will be a problem with Panosa, V'Ros Rabbis Bas Al Yodai, and all sorts of tzaros could come Chas V'Shalom. The Paiskim go on to say, Darach HaShulchan there in Sifkot and Ches describes this, that it's only if one overindulges, and one spends a lot of time in doing this kind of thing. But if it's not something that a person is overindulging, that's mutter. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim discuss that even though it's also Lamal Schoik Pei Ba'ilam Hazeh, and therefore one shouldn't go to different shows or theaters, but if somebody's going to the zoo, for example, to see the godless Hashem, all the wonderful Briyas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, so it causes him to recognize the godless Hashem, then it's permitted. As long as it's done, not as the as the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamarbe b'schoik. If it's overdone, that's when it's usur. But if it's done in moderation, and it's done for avoidus Hashem, even though it seems clearly now Gemara, the Rav Zeira held it was usur, Rav Yirmiyah and the Paiskim take to that type of situation more of a lenient approach.